Welcome to the second edition of this new series of Meaningful Podcasts with me, Katie Redfern, founder of Meaningful Recruitment. I help my clients find purpose and self-belief in their work life and support organisations that are making a positive social impact in this world. This podcast series is called Ladies That Are Making a Difference, and you'll hear me interviewing pioneering women who are creating positive waves on hot topics of today. These changemakers are raising awareness of issues which are impacting on many in the world and share their stories which have led them to take action and make a difference on our planet. My guest today is Camilla Gooden, co-founder of SUDC UK, which is a charity dedicated to increasing awareness and understanding of unexplained death in childhood. This is an affiliate of the SUDC Foundation, and Camilla and her co-founders are helping many families in the UK that are affected by SUDC, and she'll kindly share with us her journey to starting the charity, which is a shining and positive light for many. Take a break in your day to listen to this extraordinary lady and share her story wide and far of how she and her co-founders are making a huge difference today. Welcome to the podcast, Camilla.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you join us in this new series. I'm so lucky to connect with you at the start of the SUDC UK journey, and I've really enjoyed seeing the charity being established and the research taking place. It's so amazing that you and the team are doing this incredible work. Can you tell our listeners about SUDC UK and give them an idea of what the charity is focusing on since it started?
Yes, I'd absolutely love to. So SUDC UK is the only UK charity to help increase awareness and understanding of sudden unexplained death in childhood, which is the death of a child that remains unexplained after thorough case investigation. So it's a category of death. It's not a syndrome, because they don't know any of the triggers that cause it. And the second thing is we do raise funds for research to better understand what is a medical mystery, really, and so that one day it can be predictable and preventable. A couple of areas where we're really focusing on at the moment are educating and supporting relevant healthcare professionals who could potentially work with SUDC families. Because medical professionals that have some of them have never even heard of SUDC, and it doesn't consistently form part of their medical education at all. So, and they're the first liners in with these families who've lost a child, which is crazy. And secondly, we sort of advocate for the actual specific needs of the families who are going through this tragedy. And we are actually now on the steering group of a new UK registry for all sudden unexplained deaths in childhood, which will mean that with parental consent, detailed data can be collated in England, and then hopefully research can take place from the registry, which is a real fantastic step forward.
Yeah, well done. That's fantastic. I was astounded when I was reading up about it that it affects 1 in 100,000. Is that right? 1 in 100,000. That's phenomenal, really, when you think about it. And I think it was something like 42 children were affected with it last year.
Yeah, so the ONS stats for England and Wales is over 40 children a year are affected by SUDC. So that's from 1 year to 18 years. But if you look at the group which are preschool, so 1 to 4, that's more deaths than drowning and household fires. And people have never even heard of it. It's just crazy. And that's well, obviously we'll go into the journey why I'm involved. But
well, tell us now, share with us how you got involved in your journey that led you to co-founding this with the other ladies, Nikki and Helen.
So well, tragically in February 2015, we put our very healthy, happy toddler, Rex, down for an afternoon nap, and we were met with every parent's worst nightmare, where he didn't wake up, and there was nothing wrong with him. So it was absolute, just the whole world imploded on us. We were helped by the Lullaby Trust in the days afterwards, days and weeks afterwards. And the Lullaby Trust are a fantastic UK charity, but their main core focus is for SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. So that's babies under 12 months. And we didn't really feel that we fitted into this category. Mm. They share an interest with a charity called the SUDC Foundation in the US. And they are a global foundation that look after over 800 families globally, and they put us in touch with them, and it, you know, we just suddenly felt, wow, we feel part of this community, this feels right. And I was really, really shocked to find that there were other families in the UK that had been through exactly the same thing as us, no explanation, healthy children, some of them had lost 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, some have even lost 16-year-olds. And that was the big shock, that we weren't, it wasn't that, they're big numbers of people.
Yeah.
And I met with some of the parents over here who'd lost a child, and a couple of us, you know, Helen and Nikki, we got together and we just thought we'd love to take forward what the SUDC Foundation were doing in the US and bring it over to the UK and really try and educate people about what it was, because all three of us were met brilliant medical staff when it happened, but no one really knew what SUDC was or how to help us. So that's our aim, is to make it an easier journey for parents who are going through such a horrendous
experience.
Experience.
I can't begin to imagine. Being a mother of two, you know, my heart is leaping at the sound of this, but I'm so impressed that you are helping to raise awareness through your, you know, experience with Rex, your gorgeous, gorgeous Rex. So do share with us some happy memories of Rex and how you'd like him to be remembered.
As I said before, Rex was a really, really happy, extrovert little boy. I know everybody says they were special, their child's special, and every child is special. And that's, you know, when you speak to other families who've lost a child, everyone says the same thing. There was something they can't quite put their finger on about the energy that they brought into a room. I mean, he really could light up a room with his energy, like a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
But, you know, like all children, they are inherently, you know, empathetic, inclusive, they're loving beings. And I feel very strongly that part of Rex's legacy should be about bringing communities together and supporting each other, togetherness. Because in this day and age, there's so many people who are isolated and alone and suffering from mental health issues. It would be so lovely that Rex might be helping, you know, that sort of community spirit.
Mm.
And that's why every year as a family, we do a community walk.
Mm.
We do 7 kilometres around Knoll Park in Sevenoaks in Kent to bring people out for a few hours, walking together, chatting, getting away from their stresses and worries, just being in the present, in nature. And even if it's raining, snowing or sunshine, everyone has a giggle. And it's just, I feel him with us. I feel the same energy on that morning as I do if he was in the room.
That's why we do it every year.
And it's a triple whammy, because we're remembering Rex.
Yeah.
We're getting people together in the community, people who may have never met each other before, and we're raising money for research for the charity.
That is so good. And it's healthy. It's good.
And it's healthy.
It's good to get out
physically
and do
and mentally.
How often do people do 7 kilometre walks? And on that topic, that is happening on Friday of this week. Is that right?
Yeah, Friday this week. It's around Rex's 6th birthday. So that's why we do it every year around this time. As I said before, it's not really thinking about Rex as a 6-year-old, because that has no benefits for anybody close to him about what might have been. It didn't, we can't turn the clock back. So it's about trying to recreate the energy that he brought into the world that day six years ago.
That is beautiful. I love that, and what a special way to do it. So for the listeners, if you're in the local area of Sevenoaks, This will be on Friday the 11th of May.
10th
of May. Friday the 10th of May 2019. And it's 9:30 congregating at the Knoll Park in Sevenoaks.
Masthead Gate, which is the first gate up St Julian's Road. We meet at 9:30, but it usually starts at about 9:45. And we have a nice cup of coffee about three quarters of the way round, and a chance to chat. If you do want to, tickets are £15.
Yep.
And if you still want to support us but can't come, you can do a virtual piggyback.
I love that. That is so cool. Yeah.
And probably, I don't know if I can give a website address.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to put the website and details there. And when the podcast goes out, there will also be a link. So, you can listen to that then. So put that in the diary, Friday the 10th. In the morning, I think it's 9:30. Fantastic. So with the money that you generate from that kind of event and maybe other things that happen within the charity, how does that help fund and support families and siblings that are going through this tragic sort of situation?
So the money primarily is going at the moment is going towards research, and I think that's what we all agreed that was needed the most funding. There are other areas, little tiny areas, like the printing of educational leaflets or going to a conference for paediatricians or healthcare workers and educating them. But the main amount of the money that we raise goes to research. And at the moment, the research that we're supporting is in collaboration with the SCDC Foundation, with the NYU University. And it's the research and registry and research collaborative, and basically we are funding for UK parents, and if we fund a lot then it will be globally other people that want to be involved. A family that have lost a child, their child can have a case review by a board of scientific examiners. They have a genetic testing of the whole exome sequencing. So the idea is to have a registry of sudden unexplained deaths in childhood, and once all these testings are going on, you see the markers. There are already markers for sudden unexplained death in childhood. For example, Rex doesn't have any of those markers, but the more testing that is done, genetic testing that is done, the more markers that will be found, and they'll begin to be able to find risk factors and hopefully in the end causes. There won't be a cause, but causes that we can, and so we can prevent them.
Yeah, with the aim of preventing it ever happening again in the future.
Predictable and preventable. But it is a long road. But I'm still getting emails from the research collaborative because it's an ongoing process. And that's what parents really have to understand, that it's You get a full report. They are brilliant. A full report back on your child's genetic sequencing, anything that's come up. But you will be contacted forevermore on when they do find other markers that possibly indicate.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a really impressive start that you've made. And I know you said it's a long road, but every road has to start somewhere.
Exactly,
so you're totally going in the right direction. And have you got any idea of how many families and siblings you think the charity has supported since it's been set up?
Yes. So we have a sign up of families, and we have, I counted today, we've got 30, which is really quite amazing, and I was really pleased to see that. But we also have other families that support us but don't necessarily sign up with us, so we don't have all their details, but we know they're out there, because we do once a year we do a family day. We're doing Whipsnade Zoo this year, where hopefully lots of families will come together with their other children and have a really fun uplifting day out. So that's how many families we've got at the moment. But as I said, we also support, as in bring together people like extended family. We've got a few grandmothers who are helping fundraise. We've got about 16 active families who are really fundraising for us, doing balls, runs, walks, marathons, car boot sales.
Amazing. Yeah.
I've got one grandmother who does, literally, I get a check every month from something she's done. It is so sweet in memory of her.
Every bit helps. Every single bit helps. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well done. And on the website, I noticed it had loads of facts and resources so that if anybody, you know, it might not even happen directly to that person, but they might come across your website and they'd be able to signpost their friends to use the resources and facts that are on there. It's a very, very interesting website.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole purpose. We really want to help families going through this to access resources, because you are not in a good state anyway.
Sure.
But you have no idea where to start. Yeah. And, you know, the NHS don't have the resources to help you.
Yeah.
So on the website, there are resources for families who are going through this at the moment. Ideas for, you know, siblings, grandparents.
Yeah.
Medical screening opportunities for the rest of the family. Mm. And also, if a family, when the time's right, they do want to start thinking about planning another child, we've got great resources on there as well to support the family. And what I probably should say also is that we don't offer, SUDC UK don't offer bereavement support, because we're a very, very small team. To be honest, we're still going through it ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not professionals. So we link with the foundation, who've got an absolutely brilliant team of professional bereavement specialists who will do Skype calls with the parents or whoever it might be, siblings they've got a programme for now. So we don't get involved with bereavement support, but the UK families can also train with the foundation to become a peer-to-peer supporter.
Okay.
So I could, because I've been 4 years now through this process, I could train to be a peer-to-peer supporter without my SUDC UK hat on.
Okay.
To help other parents you know, and chat about what I've been through as a parent.
Yeah, there's nothing like speaking to somebody who's, you know, been in the same shoes as you. Okay, that's great to know. And raising awareness is key. We've already spoken about the event that's happening this Friday and Whipsnade Zoo that's going to be happening, which is fantastic. So how can we spread the word of SUDC UK and help do our bit for those that might want to support the charity voluntarily or in any other way?
Well, I think probably the best thing would be to go online and like us on Facebook.
Good idea.
There's also a sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
You can like us on Instagram and Twitter. We're on there as well. And if you've got even an hour a month, possibly like to get in touch with us. We would love any expertise and additional help. If you want to be a volunteer or talk about SUDC in your area at home, even if you haven't been affected by it.
Mm.
We would love all the help possible. And if you're a small business or a big business that are in printing or anything like that, you know, there's always room for, say, sponsoring our educational leaflets, or, you know, if we ever get to do t-shirts, we can, you know, talk about all these different little options, and they don't have to be expensive, but it can be a two-way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've witnessed and been along to various events where you've got together people and sold loads of clothes, and the money and the funds go directly to SUDC UK, where people have contributed clothes and things like that. People really do think laterally, and I love the support.
Oh yeah, that was the sale that we did a nearly new sale.
Nearly new sale, exactly.
People went through their cupboards and took out all the clothes that they have never worn before but bought.
Love my shoes.
And we made £7,000.
That's amazing.
And actually that was matched by a local company. So actually we made 14.
Amazing. I mean, listen, to it's such lateral thinking and all going to such a great cause. Well, thank you so much today for joining me, Camilla. It's been fascinating to hear about the charity and your lovely experience with Gorgeous Rex, and look what's happened, turning something so painful into such positive action. I can't admire you enough. You know, your strength and resilience really seriously does shine through, not only to me, but I'm sure to our listeners too. And I know you are making a massive difference to many. Thank you for listening and downloading this podcast. Do subscribe to hear more of the series. To find out more about SUDC UK, go to I'll start again, www.sudc.org.uk. And they're also on my website, which is www.meaningfulrecruitment.co.uk. So that all that's left to do is say a big thank you to Camilla. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Katie.
And bye to you all for now.